This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, Cliff Central people. My name is Olri. I'm invading the airwaves, or is it the internet waves? And in fact, we're not going to tell you why we're here. We're just here, and you must listen to us and
just
enjoy us because we're the best. So I'm here with Jay. I'm here with my friend Jay, who used to be a journalist, then became a PR
probably.
Person. Then she also became a comedian for a day.
It was not for a day. It was for a night. 24 hours.
So in fact, an hour. A night is not 24 hours. It's 12 hours.
24 hours. Okay, allow me.
Anyway.
Allow me to be idiotic.
What we hear about is to spill the tea. That's why the show is called The Tea. And what story should we begin with? Let's start with Tandiswa and Stone.
Tandiswa
and
Stone.
In fact, not Tandiswa and Stone.
It is
Ziggy
and Stone. That story gave me an orgasm for life. Finally.
I think you're on the wrong show. You should have been with Dumisha and...
No, I'm telling
before,
you.
In the show
finally, someone was able to shut Ziggy up.
But he didn't really shut her up.
After he asked her
because
where her kids are.
It was a whole... It was all about he said, she said, because she said what she... She said. She was basically going on about how he's not like a present dad and he doesn't even help support. And she's been...
Where does she fit in? It is none of her business.
Gala, my other question is... how does... Like she doesn't... Doesn't Sigma's wife work all the time? And
she attempts to have a boss, because she's I'd like to believe.
Like, yeah. I think she does take a bath, guys.
Really? It's just,
listen, let's leave the bath out.
Which dad? No, but seriously, about the story, though. I don't think it was her place. But then again, Tiki always puts herself where she doesn't belong.
In the first place, why didn't she just go to where Stone lives and speak to him? Why didn't
But she needs to remain relevant somehow.
Yeah, she needs people
so
to...
So his cover gave him that opportunity to be the talking biatch of the town.
But anyway, it's good for us. Their business is good for our business, as Wendy was
Gives
saying.
Me something to sip on.
but also, you ask yourself, when it comes to Stone, is because he's being defensive and he's saying that they're not bringing the kids, but why haven't they gone and taken it to court?
But this is another thing for me I found very interesting with that whole thing, is that Stone is not a person that would usually... respond to such thing, anything that has to really do with his personal
life. Or respond at all.
You know what I mean? So he really had to be ticked off for him to respond and have a Twitter spat with her.
Yeah.
You know? And she really must have pushed his buttons.
Yeah.
You know, for him to just have a fight with her on Twitter, on social media, you know, where he knows everyone is going to see, every response is going to be scrutinized, whether people are thinking he's drunk, high, or whatever, you know. But she really must have pushed that very last button. Because whatever he does, irregardless, whatever he says, that's his business. Ziggy had no rights at all. But then again, this is Ziggy. She puts herself in every situation that will make her the talking
Tom
of the town.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people who, including myself, who wouldn't be topical if there was no Twitter. Without social media, there's people who wouldn't exist and who wouldn't have anything interesting
them.
Like after, what is that song she did with DJ Fresh? Would we know Ziggy Mazwai if it wasn't for her Twitter rants?
No, we would have forgotten her afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, but then she did pose nude. It still gives me nightmares.
We're not going to talk about it. The story actually seemed interesting to talk about when I was reading about it, but it actually isn't. So let's talk about Black Coffee also getting arrested.
Good Jesus. That man needs a cleansing.
No, he
at
doesn't
the
need
end
a cleansing.
Of 2015.
Guys,
he doesn't need to book any shows. He needs to go home, slaughter cow, goat, sheep, horse, everything. Get a cleansing for 2016.
So you can book his shows.
I'm booking none of that shit. He needs to get a cleansing. He's had a year of... Jeez, I don't know how that woman survives it, hey?
How she survives it? She drives a very good Mercedes Benz. That's how she survives it. How are you going to cry in a Mazda whatever? When you can be crying in a Mercedes Benz?
I would rather cry in a Porsche Carrera than to be crying in a Tesla.
You know what? You see a story like
that matter.
You wake up and you read the newspaper and you can easily take his
black
card.
But how much
card.
Shit can one honestly
I'm
take?
Still talking. So you take, well, you take his black card. You can easily take his black card and go to a spa and do best.
But this is the thing, you can only do it for so long.
Yeah, you can only do
After a while, that shit has got to weigh you down.
Unless you've got an airtight prenup, which she might have, so maybe she might have to be careful.
There's a possibility of that as well. But she's giving him a whole lot of kids.
Yeah, but we're talking about the speeding now. Where do you think he was going?
He probably had a booty call he had to get to. Nigga had 30 minutes to spare and he was
But also it's festive. You know how DJs overbook themselves?
No.
DJ,
he is known for not going to events. He will be booked, paid, and not show up.
It was one event in Kimberley.
This man was rushing for a booty call. Mm-hmm.
It was one event in Kimberley,
guys. He was rushing
for
a booty.
He was rushing to an event. And you know how they are.
What event is this?
I don't know. He was going to an event. He's a DJ. Where do you think he should be going?
He can quickly DJ for half an hour. And now. He can DJ someone's booty for 30 minutes.
No, okay.
Yes, he can.
No, but I think he was rushing to another gig, and I don't think so. He's a bit of a.
It's hard to feel.
And
sorry
also, he drives an automatic.
There's
no way that he drives anything but an automatic. Also.
Oh yes, he has to. He has that situation.
So he drives very quickly, I think, and also he probably overbooked. It's festive, guys. He probably had 30 minutes to get to the next gig.
I really don't believe that.
Now, also, what's interesting for me is, can you imagine how the cops reacted when they opened it? they went behind it, they're like, bloop, bloop. And then he stops, and then they get to, and then he opens, and there is black coffee.
I would have asked
What would you do if you were a cop and they stopped
asked,
you and you
were like,
black
yo,
coffee?
Yo, my son loves you, hey? And for all you know, they probably have his CD in the car and one of them went back and like,
they probably kept the original copy of the case docket with his signature. So that...
one day silent.
They photocopied it. Not even. They photocopied it and kept the copy in the docket.
I took the original. That's nasty.
They were probably sitting there like, oh my gosh, it's black.
No,
coffee.
They
like,
probably asked him to took pictures.
Yes.
And
he thought he was home free.
Can
you imagine you thinking, okay, we're taking selfies, selfie sticks out. They probably had a couple of drinks as well.
But then there's probably that one who was like a real ass and was like, I don't care if you're black coffee, brown coffee, red coffee. Ticket.
Actually, there was the one who didn't know him.
Ain't that a fucker?
Who was like, this is not happening.
I don't care what coffee you are, okay? Your ass is getting a ticket. Regardless, your ass is getting a ticket.
But I've been through something like that. I've been arrested before.
Oh, you have?
Yes, for something very... It was my fault, but I've never done it again. I've changed my life. So
I've always been a good girl. I've been arrested once, too.
So when she gets me, she says to me, I've seen you before. And I'm like, where have you seen me? And then she giggles. And then she says, I've seen you on that show on Vuzu. And then I thought all is good.
That's the worst, eh?
I thought all is good. And then she says to me, but I'm going to still arrest you.
Ouch.
And then she says, sorry. And I'm like, why am I? I'm like, it's fine. And she says, sorry, because the supervisor's here. Otherwise, she would have let me go.
Oh, ain't she sweet.
And then she drove my car. And then after she drove my car, I went back to my car the next day because obviously you leave the next day.
Mm.
And then when I get to my car, the 100 rand that was in my car was not there anymore. So in fact, she bribed herself.
She bribed herself.
She bribed herself.
And rewarded herself.
I still
herself.
Had to pay bail. I still had to sleep over and live. So I lost out on everything. But it's fine. I take Uber now.
I have learned that when you tell them, and I'm not saying that people should like lie about what they do, but it when you tell them either you're in media or anything that has to do with the public eye, your ass is hurt.
You're not supposed to tell them. They must tell you that.
You are in trouble.
Why are you telling people who
you
are?
If you say you are a journalist,
but regardless,
if you say you are this, no, I act on whatever... No.
But how are you
even, asking for
how
it?
Are you even telling people that who you are? Like, it's that do you know who I am kind of feeling. Like,
I am always
like,
a
do
clerk
we need people
somewhere.
To come and tell you who you are because you don't know who you are?
But they ask for your occupation. Black coffee, what is it going to say?
They don't clearly you've never been arrested. They don't ask your occupation.
Once.
They don't ask for your occupation.
They do and they have to write on that thingy, on that docket.
It's not like you get a discount for being a student.
Like on the translates.
I'm a student. You can't arrest me.
But this is the thing. It's like student number, and I'm like, damn. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for the coffee story.
This is CliffCentral.com.
You're listening to Cliff Central, and I am Olwi, and I'm joined by JJ.
Yes, child.
JJ, the former comedian for a day.
It was for a night.
It rhymes. JJ, the former comedian for a day.
Is this the part where you're trying to get a new job?
Anyway, hold on. We're on Cliff Central. Our contact details. You can call us on 061-555-189. You can also send us tweets on Twitter at CliffCentral.com. You can also go on Facebook on the Cliff Central page. Our WeChat ID is Cliff Central. And to send a message on WeChat, you tap connect and then message to show. MSG to the number 2 and show. Listen, I don't know how to do that.
You can't read. Like, what's wrong with you?
I can read.
Are you sure?
Listen,
the mumbling that just took place there.
I did English in university.
That's what everybody says from super.
We weren't talking about plural anymore. English, we were analyzing. Mm-hmm. We were reading English all day. Don't try it. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
Give a black person what you call a name, and it's like derivative, huh?
Well, anyway, tell us your favorite stories for 2015. We're not really doing countdowns because I'm not a big fan of countdowns. I think there's a lot happening right now that we could be talking about. Like Rob Kardashian. He's got diabetes.
That is not true. The man has just got an eating disorder. No, loves food.
It happened this weekend.
Ain't nothing wrong with being big and in love with food.
Let me tell you the story. Let me break it down to you. So apparently, they were all at the Kardashian house. Obviously.
Where they always are.
Mm-hmm. Well, he decided to come because, you know, he never comes to anything anymore. Mm. He's always stuffing his face somewhere.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
He decides to go to the Kardashian family home for the weekend. And they're having Christmas. And, you know, it's the Arminians. So they've got a feast down the table. Don't you imagine an Arminian? They've probably slaughtered a warthog. And there's a big
Timon is somewhere.
There's a big, what's that thing they put gravy in? That thing with the gravy. It's there on the table. Yes. Can you imagine? What do you think was on the table? I think like there's not turkey anymore because turkey was on Thanksgiving. Yes, there was guacamole.
Eggnog. Guacamole you can get at Pick and
Pay. You dipping whatever it is, but you know Americans are big on that. They also had
eggnog.
Yes, they had eggnog. He was drinking eggnog.
I should not have.
That's why he had calories. The attack. I think the last sip of eggnog was probably what
broke the camel's back.
Yes, what broke the camel's back. So, you know, you can imagine Kim is there taking selfies with the bone.
With the salad.
With the salad. The other plate is under the table, so you can't see it in the selfie. And then, you know, the rest of the... Kendall is busy with her celery, her stick of celery.
Of course.
And she's having a good time with that celery. You know, she's. But also, they eat anything because they can go to their surgeon the next day and lose it all the same time.
I figure if they were South Africans and we were to think of that plate as a South African meal, right, or a South African buffet, I'm talking about steamed bread, you know? I'm talking about chagalaga. I am talking about pap, you know?
Yeah, I also think the same.
Like, imagine, you know what I mean? I
there's a spit braai also.
There's
spinning.
A spit braai happening.
There's a spit braai.
You know, kukumkombochi somewhere.
Yes, like, the Kardashians for me are that family, probably. Yeah,
like they that black family that has got, like, money and all they think about is food. Any and every excuse to have a gathering.
But if they were in South Africa, they'd be much bigger. So, Rob...
And probably the mom would be somewhere in the police force with a huge ass.
And Rob, true to his... To his South African
roots
description, is very big, as we know, and
he's colossal. He's not big. He is.
Yeah, and then he was shamed, and then he was taken into hospital, and he was diagnosed with diabetes. So
they lie. He's obese. He is obese.
Diabetes is a lifetime thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Unless it's a relationship with your body.
But you know the Kardashians, it probably can be cured. It can probably be cured.
It's an abusive relationship.
Mamela, when you're a Kardashian, it probably can be cured. They probably know where to find it.
You know, it is something within the family. that he, like, this diabetes thing. No, he's obese.
I think you watch the Kardashians.
No, think about this. You watch the Kardashians.
I don't.
And yes, you do. Don't you be lying on radio.
I haven't watched
them. Don't you be lying on radio.
I haven't watched them since Kourtney's nose, Khloe's nose was still a bit flat. So it's been a bit of a while.
But from what you remember, whenever they are in a room, whether they are meeting each other, talking about whatever, they are always chewing.
Yeah.
They are always eating.
All the time. Kourtney was always chewing. Kourtney was always holding a stick of something. No.
They've upgraded now. It's an entire plate. It's an entire plate. And the thing is, the salad is huge. It's like one of those, it's like one of those portions from Dopey, which are always big.
Their catering must compete probably with that of Days of Our Lives, because on Days of Our Lives they always eat it.
Listen, yeah, I would love to be an extra what you call on the Kardashians. I would just eat my life away.
It's true. Even when they're walking down the sidewalk,
they're always eating
the food from the sidewalk. Did you get my point? Just so they look like they bought it from there.
Kim, now during her pregnancy, that girl, she is sitting there with a big tub of what is meant to be a salad, and it's just
because she knows that when she's done, she's probably recovering from surgery right
now. So imagine how Rob feels. All that pressure not to eat. I would double my portions of eating.
I think he doesn't make the same amount of money as everyone else, so he can't really afford to maintain. He can't afford to maintain that standard they sort of have. Because they can go, like I think Kim, remember there was an episode long ago where Kim went to do her cellulite, and she sort of had something sucking the cellulite out, and then she didn't have cellulite anymore.
But
Rob in the family is sort of like, remember on Bold there was Ridge and there was Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Bold and the Beautiful. You know, Nick lived on the boat. And he was poor, and there was even
the
Thorn.
Of the family.
There was even Thorn.
I mean, Thorn was better off.
Thorn wasn't the best. Like, he didn't always get the best. Like when
he
Ridge
got second,
Ridge
got leftovers.
Ridge got Brooke, and then he got Taylor after.
After everything,
and he still went for the seconds years later. Like, because I still watch Bold.
You still that. You should be disgusted with yourself.
6 p.m., guys. 6 p.m.
You
is
should
the best
be disgusted.
Time.
You know what? Even if I were to watch it now, I would know what is going on.
But
you could miss that thing for 10 years. I tell you now, you will still know.
Yes, I mean, I don't want
to. Stefano has probably come back from the dead for the 10th time.
He's on Days of Our Lives, but he has come back.
Oh my god!
They rebuilt him. They pieced him back together. But
the Phoenix.
But regardless, when it comes to Rob, the diabetes. He was on his way to getting diabetes.
No, I don't think so. The man is obese.
If I were him, I would sort of be embarrassed to have diabetes when I have so much money.
Like, why?
I'd be embarrassed because there's so much that he could have done to lose weight long ago.
Mm-mm.
Even there was a time when there was
be diabetic and eat all that food, child.
There was a time when he was trying to lose weight and Chris,
how did that go?
That evil mom was trying to offer him $500,000 to come back
that?
To come back on the Kardashians.
He should have. He would
listen,
have lost
Anka Kibbe. Ooh. Anyway, Chris was trying to get him to come back onto the show and to document his diet, which he refused. To document him losing weight and to have the viewers.
Yeah.
But now, if you're on the Kardashians and you've just been given, like, what do they get? $20 million for the next 8 seasons? It's more, actually. It's not even that. I think the person who got the least got $20 million for the next 8 seasons. And then for one season, your mom offers you $500,000 to come back and document your weight loss. So people can see you. People are watching you suffer and laugh at you. And see. It's like watching...
the ratings go up.
It's like watching The Biggest Loser. And then getting... like, it's like...
true, actually. It's like, so true.
Yeah, never mind The Biggest Loser. What's the South African one? That one.
Dance Your Butt Off.
No, that one... That one left with Bougie.
He left with the show.
He left and the show
and everybody else was waiting.
And they never had the show again. That
was
Solis's debut.
Well?
Casper. No, you sing into the future.
Especially no, he was on some rundown raggedy ass show at some point too.
Don't they say? Isn't what was he on? What Best Rapper? That new rapper show, Vuvu Hustle. What was it? Wait, anyway. But it's kind of demeaning already to expect someone to come. I think it's also stress to have a mom like Chris.
You know what? Going into or being on any reality show and putting your life out there, that is what you have signed up for.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I probably refuse.
And obviously she's thinking of the amount of money that they constantly make. Okay, he should have just said, "Mom, there's no way you're gonna give me 500,000."
Yes, I would have taken would have at been least like 5 mil. I would have said at least 5 mil.
Hell no! Everybody watching me suffer.
5 mil.
25. What you call million?
25 million.
Because I will be a talking topic. I'm gonna be trending. There's only so much you can talk about Kim's ass.
Yeah, there's only so much. And there's only so much she says. But they still found interesting because they've got a very good script writer.
I tell you, for someone who don't watch that show, you know a whole lot about the Kardashians.
Because I read a lot, Tay. Take a leaf from my book.
Really? I can't.
You can't?
I can't deal you with can't. You at this present moment. You, heard
you can't like days. Proverbs' wife.
Ooh, you took it there, hey?
She's leaving.
She's left.
Yeah, she's... Oh, no, out I think he left her, but he wanted to give her dignity.
For what?
Because she announced it. Did he announce it?
But in a poor manner, she announced it on Facebook, on social media.
She wanted to do it first. You know how you
what
girls are.
What a degrading way.
You know how girls are. You know
after
how you
after everything
guys are.
That man has done for him.
Girls are so vindictive, guys. Girls want to do it first. Girls want to be the one who...
No,
like,
you and, know what? Not, I don't think it's about wanting to do it first. I just think after everything that they have gone through and the way he stood behind... Her cheating.
No, he wasn't standing behind her. The other guy was standing behind her. Don't even.
Well, whether he was behind her, beside her, on top of her, next to her, I don't give a crap. Okay? He was there for her. Right? Mm-hmm. He made sure that the public did not attack her. And instead, what does she do? She thanks him with announcing their divorce on Facebook.
And then changes her surname also.
She pulled an Ayanda Tabet.
She pulled a slicker.
She pulled
Bonang.
A Tembe Samdot.
Remember slicker?
Tembe Samdot to Tembe Samdot and then back to Kaz. It's like, make up your mind and already, then, woman.
No, that was also another moment for the year, which we should save for later because Atandwa Kani dropped the bomb.
Yeah!
He just put up a picture casually.
Listen.
You know, I was sitting watching TV like I do, scrolling down my timeline. On Instagram, and then all of a sudden he's talking about
I saw the ring. I saw it was the champagne.
Oh my gosh.
It was the picture of the champagne with the ring. I called up my friend, I was like, girl. That nigga has left them daughter family for sure.
That is not your hand in the picture.
That ain't that bitch's hand again.
But
you know what? He gave her flip. He just wrote a whole new manuscript for men as to how to drop it hard for a woman that cheats on.
Because also there's
well,
always
allegedly.
Tips. There's always tips for women. There's always movies with women dubbing
I
men
know.
In all
he
sorts
should
of
write
ways.
A movie.
He has set the benchmark.
You know what
on
I
how
mean?
To dump.
Because now it's gonna be that man pulled in a Tumba on me.
Because like if I was Proverb, the way that I would have done it. If I was divorcing her,
would it have been
for the boys? I would have held the microphone on Idols on the finale.
Actually,
with my left hand,
yes,
with
child.
No ring,
with
on,
no ring,
with
like,
no ring,
like
on.
Take a look.
I would have been like, I would have got to Idols nicely,
looking super just, hot,
you know, on that day, and made sure that whatever I'm wearing it attracts here like a big cufflink that you know for sure is gonna make
gonna,
people
gonna
look
make,
at
yeah.
my hand, and then people look at the hand and they're like, yeah, where's the ring? That's how I would have done it. Unless we didn't notice. I think we should actually go back on the site and see the finale and see.
If it was there.
I would have announced it very, very, very subtle. But and then you know there's that one journalist who's going to write about it on Monday.
But you know what I do love, though, is how men are setting the benchmark and dumping women.
This year.
They are on another tip. If it's not some Nigerian, you know, musician... dubbing your ass on Instagram. Like he amplified from Facebook to Instagram with the picture and then he threw in billionaire.
Imagine being Bonang who is chilling. You know how she does. She's having an absolutely fabulous time
yes.
in Cape Town.
Yes.
Where's
of course,
my show
darling,
at 4
course,
p.m., darling. And yes. and then all of a sudden, you're getting notifications at the speed of light. You click.
That's when I call my shrink.
All of a sudden, there's a woman that you've never heard about in your life. We've never even heard
about
her.
How do you know she's never heard about him?
Even all his followers, all these people follow Debanj on, like, they've heard, I mean, you know, she's a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
But all the people who follow Debanj had never heard or seen a picture with him. And all of a sudden, there she is. And she's gorgeous. And she looks like a wife, you know.
She's rich.
She's rich. She's wearing...
This is not an endorse. This is not endorsement money.
But
okay,
now,
this is family money. This is the family pot
but
of gold.
I have a suspicion about that. I have a very hectic
look.
Suspicion
something
about
must
that.
Have happened.
No, I think
for Debanj to do something.
Let me
like
tell
that.
You exactly what happened.
Ain't no way a man will go through that type of length and embarrass you like that if you have not pushed him
yes,
to that limit.
But let me give you a timeline. Casper went to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. Casper went to Nigeria. And then, Casper tweeted that he's at Debanj's house. And then he said, wait till you see what we're cooking in studio. Remember?
Yay.
Which we still haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, or 2 days later, there was the post saying, happy birthday to the love of my life. Don't you remember? Don't you remember? It happened.
I do remember. And, yes.
And Casper was still in Nigeria, and he came back like a few days later. And... we know that Casper knows the tea because he did that song. Casper knows all the tea. That
listen,
song,
that
that's
song
not a diss
was,
track.
That was not a diss track.
It's not a diss track.
That was just
that
a brother just bitching.
That is
a kupum course.
That is the proper tea. If you've ever heard of tea, that's what it is. And that's what Casper was
he
doing.
A telltale. That's the problem with Casper. He a telltale. And ain't nobody love a telltale. Okay? Because you were brought up and your mother would say to you, don't be a telltale.
He is.
And there he is being that.
And it could possibly have been sued. He should have said apparently.
Oh,
but
allegedly.
Also no one sued.
Allegedly.
But also that's so after my timeline. What after my timeline? What do you think? What do you think? Because Casper knows the tea.
You know what? When it comes to, AKA Casper, Bonang Boyz, all of that, it is tiring. It is honestly tiring. It is. Because it's like, what else do you thrive on? You know, you have to make news about each other. And then the one is going to be like, oh, I'm so humble. I'm all about my work and whatnot. No, brother, you ain't about your work if you're out there bitching about another brother.
Yeah, I don't think.
It gets to a point where it's pretty boring. Where
I think
that is all you are known for, that you are at someone else's throat or you are telltale about what happens within the industry or whatever, whatever. Come on.
Casper's humility ship sailed long ago, guys. If he wants to be treated like Beyonce at events, you must know that the humility ship
you see,
ship
that part,
sailed.
That killed me. I was like...
First of all, Beyonce has been around since 1997 and he's been around since last
what standard
year.
Was he in 1997? Because it wasn't a grade.
It was. No, Casper's soccer age is 23.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he 24 this year?
Are you sure it's not 21?
So back then he was. Yo. He was in grade 1.
Hey, that would be standard 1.
He was in grade 1. Sub A.
Sub A.
He was in standard 1. He was in grade 1. So it kind of been.
And he met Brenda Farsi. Who yes. else is he going to say he met Lebo Mathosa in 2 years?
He couldn't have met Lebo Mathosa. She was too great.
And Brenda was what?
Amazing.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy. We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Join us for the sexiest VIP party at Madison Avenue, Santon's newest nightclub. Cliff Central's taking over the VIP area, so join us as our special VIP and start 2016 on the right note. General admission is 200 Rand, but our exclusive VIP party together with Absolute Vodka is 500 Rand, which includes great music with me, Gareth Cliff O'Neill, Miss Prue and the Cliff Central crew, an outdoor tented area, lots of bars, food, prizes, gorgeous people, and a night to remember. Book now for Cliff Central Rocks Madison at CompuTicket.com. Go to cliffcentral.com for more details and stay tuned for everything you need to know. Be absolute and rock into 2016 with us.
This is cliffcentral.com.
So I'm on Twitter and some very interesting things are happening. Our lovely king, Darlene Yebo, is still trying not to go to prison. You know, he's supposed to go to prison today.
Oh, yes.
Christmas was good. You know, he had...
He drank up a storm. Oh, yes.
He drank up a storm. I can imagine him having a commando, a bottle of commando.
Do you remember Isn't commando it
with the lace? Viceroy? With the lace.
With the lace.
And the bottle. That's what he was having. He was sitting outside.
I don't think so.
Watching his cattle.
I think he was getting high. Because you know that man loves his weed.
He was, and you know he's a chief, so he probably lives on a hill.
On a hill. So he went up the hill.
And then he went up the summit. Is it called a summit?
My
English is naughty. Not the summit. And then
he's embarrassing for what he's done. He's an embarrassing chief to be sent to prison. And I mean, for the longest time, he was so defiant. He went from ANC to DA, and even the DA just gave him
That's
the
what
boot.
I was about to say. And then he has the audacity to go to President Zuma and ask for a presidential pardon. After he was like to Zuma, actually,
up yours.
We don't need you. I don't need this. My man has two jobs. I'm out of here. And he went and joined the DA, and he wore that blue top, and
Child.
He was like, "Yes,
Child.
Yes, I'm here. Look at him now." And I bet you, but you know our president. I'm always like, "You mess with Zuma, you will see flames," and these are the flames he's seeing now.
You know what's so sad is that the very same person that he was saying, "Up yours where the sun don't shine," he is going to him and asking for a pardon, he's not forgiven.
That's what I'm saying.
No way on God's green
earth.
No
one gets away with anything. What happened to Nene a few weeks ago? Out. What happened to Khalima on his way to get his doctorate?
I bet Nene didn't even get an SMS on some yo chief.
Nothing.
It's over.
If you try and mess with him, he messes with you double. That guy, if you think Emily on Revenge was onto something, Zuma is always onto something big.
The curse of having an illiterate.
Anyway, so he was told that he has to be in jail by the end of today. He's going to be heard.
I wonder how that is going
to
pan out.
He wants a bail extension, so there's going to be a case this afternoon. And then,
we can only have so many bail extensions.
This is my favorite part of the whole entire story. So he came with a document from the Supreme Court that nullifies, apparently, the judgment of the court. So this document that is apparently from the Supreme Court... says that it was issued and apparently signed. So now the NPA is now investigating it. And apparently
that man
that
cooked
everything.
It up. He cooked it up.
He's probably got a friend who once had one and he was like, "Come, let's tip it."
Tommy,
let's tip it. You know that thing you used to do in
and not use the brush toothpicks. Probably that straight one. You know that one that is advanced.
Straight one. And then you photocopy it. And then you write over that part. And then you photocopy it again.
Again. So that it looks wrong. You a proper cheater. You just showed us how you pass.
I've only forged one report. Mm-hmm. I've only forged one report in my life. But can you imagine? Like, what is this? But I think he's also scared because now that's the district where he's sort of in charge as a king. Can you imagine how many people he's messed with that are in prison that he's thinking about?
No, do you know how many people are going to miss the good weed he has?
He's going to miss the good weed that's outside.
That's outside.
That he's not going to get inside.
Do you understand how many people got so many things going for them because they spoke business when they were high with this man?
Because now, when you get inside, can you imagine what options you have? Because now...
Drop that soap.
You have to smoke the soap also.
You have to smoke the soap?
What are you going to smoke? You're in prison now. Trying to smuggle it in. He first has to get to know everyone.
That is some other stuff.
So what's readily available is... So can you... What top three things do you think he could smoke in prison that are available?
It would be soap.
Mm-hmm.
It would be...
You can smoke the vegetables. You can apply to work
in the
kitchen.
No, but you can't.
My man, listen. There's a point. you can apply to work in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, in the kitchen, you're cutting up vegetables. You're chopping up the spinach. You can smoke the spinach. You can take a leaf of spinach and keep it under your bed until it dries up. And then you can smoke that.
If you mix the spinach with cayenne pepper, actually, you can get that.
Yes, spice. You can dry that. You know, you could smoke. I've heard of people smoking from the from potatoes.
Oh, yes, you can.
You can smoke from potatoes. You can. So you can smoke from the potatoes. There's so much he can actually smoke from. If he just, I think his best bet, if he still wants to get high in prison, is to go and apply to work in the kitchen.
No, I think you can buy smokes. Like, I think there's like a certain amount of
you need to get to know the people also. You need to know who you can trust and who you can't trust.
Child, that man is okay.
And he probably has enemies inside. What's the king in 2015 compared to 1915?
All I'm saying is he better not drop that soap. He better not drop that soap.
And now, what's the story with the Mandela guy?
Oh. You know, this story hurts me because I remember when he spoke at the memorial in at FNB Stadium.
Yes.
I was like, Lord, I found me a husband. I promise you, I will follow this guy to the moon.
You're talking about a different man, then.
No, it's Mbuso. It is him.
Okay.
It is him.
What did he do?
And even though he's a kid, it was like the way he spoke so eloquently and so articulately. It was like, oh my gosh.
But
you're
100 years old. What were you going to do with?
I'm like 100 years old. Child, I look good for a woman who's 100. Have you seen my tummy?
Carry on.
So now it is alleged that he has raped this girl.
Yes.
At a club. Okay. And he is now out on bail. The case will be heard next year, yes, which is in a couple of days away. But you know, the Mandelas have had bad luck. I mean,
yeah, but I saw him at Great Dane, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Did
you try to get his number?
A few weeks.
I mean, we could chat about that. Just to make
a few weeks. A few weeks ago, I think on the day that Great Dane was closing, because it was raining. I remember it was raining, and I was wearing next to nothing.
And
I was standing under the stairs trying to keep out of the rain, and then he walked in, and then I was like, you know, if I was accused of rape, and I'm not saying he's guilty.
Yeah.
I'm saying if I was accused of something like that, I wouldn't be going where everyone knows that I was accused of it.
But what are you
going to do? I wouldn't be hiding. I would go where people who don't know me are. Like, I would go to Hyde Park Corner.
Really? Like, people don't know you there?
I would go to Hyde Park Corner and go and have, like, and go and eat at, like, Life Grand Cafe there. And I'd possibly go to, like, I'd go to, what's the place? Stain City. I would go to Stain City. Who knows?
There are people that know him.
He's a Mandela. But there's a different way that certain people look at you. Like, there's people who mind their own business. And there's
money
people
have a very classy way of looking at you.
Yes, exactly.
As opposed to poverty, what you call stricken people. There's variations to this.
You see, our LSM is just looking at him straight up. And like, what is he doing over here?
What is he doing here exactly?
Never mind our LSM. Our people.
You walk in already, we have got your entire file on lockdown.
We've already said, did you see who just walked in? Yes,
show
me.
The eyes.
So
it's like,
if I was him, I would have gone to Hyde Park.
I would not have gone to Hyde Park.
I would have gone to Stain City.
He wants to be where the people are. That's where his trouble started.
His comrades, he is not his grandfather.
And he probably wants to end them there.
No one is going to be raising their fist and saying viva.
Viva to who?
Viva to what?
But it's a bit of a touchy one because...
It's touchy because...
Look, rape is something serious.
Yes, it's something serious.
But it's not something you can just joke about in any manner. Right? But at the same time, his defense would probably be, I've been accused. I have not been found guilty. Okay?
Yes.
So I am allowed to go and do as I please with whomever
I please. Yeah, he is on bail.
And I mean, he's LSM. He's LSM is us. Okay? He's LSM is us.
Don't party with us.
We are the people that have fun. He wants to be at Kitchener. He wants to be at Great Dane. He wants to be in Melville, wherever. Being in Hyde Park, okay, Bizika fork and knife. No, that's not what he wants. He wants that
he wants
2 o'clock
turn up.
That 2 o'clock what you call hot dog. He wants to turn up. He wants to be tinned.
That hot dog you didn't eat up until a few weeks ago because now you're no longer vegetarian. Hey Jay, how you doing? welcome to our side of life.
It hurts. Hold okay.
Because you were asking me for pepper steak.
I have not had that in years.
How did it feel when you had it?
Oh my gosh. You know how my tummy is like, it's fighting against it. It's fighting against it because I've been a pescatarian for the longest time.
I mean, you're the only person who ate noodles because you wanted to.
Stuff you, Oli. Why are you going to come and visit me like that?
No, I was just
Why
saying.
Why would you do that?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
You hurt my feelings. Yeah,
but also, I was just saying.
As I did.
You know, there's a lot of opinions that also came out when it comes to him. Because on the one side, she's saying he raped her at the place or whatever. On the other side, there were people who were on a whole rampage and they were like, well, that place is pretty quiet. Why didn't you say anything? There's always that shift.
You know, there's different ways in which people react when something's happening. Like that.
And it depends who it is.
Yeah.
And it also depends what you've been through as a person.
Yeah.
You know, I know someone who was acquitted of rape 2 years after spending time in jail because...
He better be rich.
Because... No, he's not rich at all.
He didn't even ask for anything from the
girl. Because the girl came back and confessed that she actually wasn't raped.
Watch me whoop your ass.
You see what I mean?
Watch me deal with you, proper.
I just don't like to involve myself in all that business.
But that's wrong. Because now this is someone who lied about someone else and actually messed up their lives for 2 years.
For 2 years. He wasn't working. He was in prison doing absolutely...
Watch her pay for it. I would... Oof.
Watch me
make a living out of you.
I would have been the first person in court to get her back in there. But anyway, that's a bit.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a dull thing to talk about. Let's.
Well, what are you. The year's almost over.
Yeah.
It's been a very fun one, tiring. We've had way too many moments of laughter. OPW, being left at the altar, your husband, or not husband. Arrested.
But you see, with that, that's a bit embarrassing for the woman because you should always know if your man is shady when you start dating him. She always knew she wanted the wedding. You always pick things up. You know when he asks you for petrol money? I was
You're joking, right?
Face. But I think, you know when he asks you for petrol money, but he's the one who offered to fetch you and asked you out on a date, but he still asks you for petrol money?
Or he'll ask you to e-wallet.
Yes, exactly. And
wait, maybe you're joking about April.
You see those shady things you see them. So when you're going to marry someone and they do something shady on the day, there must have been other shady things happening.
I bet she paid her own lobola as well. She took out a loan, said, baby, go give my parents.
Yes, exactly. She probably gave him that money that he was
supposed to pay.
Of
course, she took out a loan for it.
Can you imagine being embarrassed on national television?
Well, you brought national television, but you have to deal with it.
But also, do you know what I'm thinking? Remember, Absa pulled out of OPW.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought he was going to get the 10K.
Sort out the issues.
And then Absa wasn't there anymore, and there was no more 10K. What do I do now? There's no more 10K.
And that was embarrassing, though. And also, I mean, there's no coming back or forgiveness.
Yeah, and also what sucks about TV shows is that you sign the release form before you go. So you sign the release form before they start shooting. So there's no way that they can easily say, like at the end of the show, after being embarrassed, you can easily say, no, I don't want it. But because TV shows also protect themselves, they make you sign that release form and they're going to be like, it's cool.
So with the year almost coming to an end, we have about, 2 days?
It's a day.
It's a day.
It's a day, really.
Oh, yes, actually it is. What well wishes do you have for our lovely and ever endearing celebrities?
Our celebrities, I hope they do the most next year so we can talk about it.
I have a couple of things for them. Mm-hmm. Just a couple. I have well wishes for Queen Bey. One, I wish that she has a relationship that is actually hers. Mm-hmm. Not borrowed, not rented. Not a step up nigga. I wish that she actually finds love.
Yeah.
She can stop buying flowers and pretending they're from a brother, but we know, girl, you swipe that credit card. Anyway. For Boiti, that she has a career besides a man. That Casper to cut to that rusty and dirty old pony. And that he should learn that rap is rhythm and poetry. And it just... Yeah.
My wish is that you'll finish so we can end the show.
Oh, that hurts. I don't know why we're friends. I really don't know why we're friends. I'm calling your mom after this.
We're friends because I call you out on everything. Anyway, it's been a really good year. It's been a really good show. It's been a good year of entertainment. And it's been a good hour.
And hopefully we'll be back again soon.
Anyway, that's us signing out. It's Olri and Jay out.
Sayonara.
This is CliffCentral.com.